Welcome to the Spark Times. Today is Saturday, May 2nd, 2026.
The Big Durian, Jakarta, the world's largest city. What is the biggest city in the world? If you guess Tokyo, New York, or London, think again. In November 2025, the United Nations officially named Jakarta the capital of Indonesia, the world's largest city, with 42 million people, more than the entire population of Canada. But Jakarta has a major problem. It is sinking. The city pumps so much water from underground that the ground is dropping by up to 25 centimeters per year in some neighborhoods. Entire streets have fallen below sea level, and walls have been built to hold back the ocean. The sinking is so serious that Indonesia is building a brand new capital from scratch. Called Nusantara, it is being carved out of rainforest on the island of Borneo, 1,200 kilometers away. The government plans to move there by 2045. Still, most Jakartans are not leaving. Like New York's Big Apple, they call their city the Big Durian, named after a spiky fruit that smells terrible and tastes incredible.
Green sea turtles bounce back from endangered list. Green sea turtles have been moved from endangered to least concern after populations grew 28% since the 1970s. Decades of beach protection and fishing regulations drove the recovery. However, leatherback turtles are still struggling, and climate change remains a threat to nesting sites. Giant ancient octopus was 60 feet long. Scientists discovered that ancient octopuses grew up to 60 feet long, potentially the largest invertebrates ever. The 100-million-year-old fossils from Japan show powerful jaws that crushed bones and shells. Asymmetric jaw wear suggests these creatures were highly intelligent, like a real-life kraken.
Megacities. What happens when 42 million people live together? Imagine a city so big that more people live in it than in all of Canada. That is Jakarta, and it just became the world's largest city. What is a megacity? A megacity is any city with more than 10 million people living in it. Right now, there are about 35 megacities around the world, including Tokyo, Delhi, and Shanghai. But Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia, recently took the number one spot with 42 million people. That is more than all of Canada. The United Nations says that by 2030, 2 out of every 3 people on Earth will live in a city. How do you feed 42 million people? Indonesia is made up of over 17,000 islands, so feeding Jakarta means shipping food across the ocean. Rice arrives by boat from farms on Java and Sumatra. Fish comes from ports scattered across the archipelago. Once it reaches the city, roughly 50,000 street food vendors, called kaki lima sellers, turn it into meals that cost less than a dollar. They set up along busy roads, outside schools, and in night markets that stay open until dawn. For most Jakartans, street food made by these vendors are not a treat. They are breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Living below sea level. Jakarta is sinking fast. But what does that actually look like? In North Jakarta, streets flood so often that some families have raised their floors 3 times to stay above water. A giant seawall holds back the Java Sea, and when high tides hit, water sometimes pours over it into neighborhoods. Some schools close for days after heavy rain because the roads turn into rivers. It is one of the biggest challenges any city on Earth faces right now. Can megacities work? Megacities are not going away. They are only getting bigger. The big challenge is making them good places to live. Clean water, affordable homes, buses and trains that actually work, and air that is safe to breathe. Cities like Singapore and Seoul have shown it is possible. Jakarta is learning from them.